We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time to play Fact or Fiction. John Schmuck, Lance Mehta with you, and here's statement number one. Odell Beckham will have more receptions, yards, and touchdowns than he did when the Giants played the Eagles for the first time back in October. His stat line for that game, 7 catches, 61 yards, and 1 touchdown.
Well, he did most of his damage on the opening drive in that contest, John, when he got into the end zone. Then the Giants' offense was relatively quiet. I think he's going to be much more consistent in this game. He's coming off the suspension. He's hungry, and if you look at the Eagles' secondary, this group has struggled overall over the course of the season. In terms of their passing defense, it's at the bottom of the rankings. Byron Maxwell, their top corner, is banged up. He's got a shoulder injury. Eric Rowe just returned from a concussion. Nobody can match up one-on-one with Odell Beckham. I think he skyrockets in terms of his numbers compared to that first matchup.
And you know he'll be psyched to play after having to miss that game against Minnesota. Statement number two, the Eagles will have more sacks than the Giants on Sunday.
I'm going to go fiction here. Philadelphia had trouble getting to Kirk Cousins last Saturday night, whereas the Giants' pass rush has certainly picked up as of late. Robert Ayers, 7 sacks over the last 6 games combined. JPP has been much more aggressive, much more comfortable getting to the quarterback, and they've done a nice job spreading the wealth in terms of this pass rush. Philadelphia's offensive line has been banged up overall throughout the course of this season, and when Washington got to Sam Bradford, that changed the dynamics of last Saturday night's game. I think the Giants are going to look to be very aggressive in getting to Sam Bradford. That's a fiction.
And we'll see if Jason Peters is going to be on the field. He was kind of in and out of that game last week, their top left tackle. That's Fact or Fiction. Lance Mehta, John Schmuck. We'll see you next time. Happy New Year, everybody.